Ah, okay. What's up? Yeah, could you go get her? Kathy and I were unable to connect this week for whatever reasons that I'm not quite sure. But I would like to just have Kaylee Sue come for a moment as she's being retrieved. Because in Sunday school, and if you're not coming to Sunday school, I say this every Sunday. Julie, I give you a plug every Sunday, right? We talked about, Jim was mentioning how Kaylee Sue has such a different, I don't know if perspective was the right word, but a different view of things than we do. Isn't that right, Jim? And he gave the example of putting her shoes on. And hello, Kaylee. Phew, man, you ran, didn't you? Can you just sit there for just a second? Okay. All right. And I was just telling a little story about you, Kaylee, that Grandpa was saying in Sunday school about you putting your shoes on. And I think your mom said you were putting your shoes on the wrong feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what did you say?
I said, oops.
Yeah. And I think you said, these are the only feet I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? And, you know, I love that about you. You know, she she thinks so literally, right?
Yeah.
And she's right, isn't she? And when Kaylee thinks, she thinks so literally, because that's what truth many times is. It's literal, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so I thought I would, and I may want to have you come up next week too, if that's okay. I better make sure that's okay with your mom. It's okay with you, Mom?
It's okay.
Okay, all right. So Kaylee, I'm gonna just ask you a few questions here as we talk about Thanksgiving. Do you know what Thanksgiving's all about?
Giving,
okay.
Right?
Answer her, come on, yeah. She's asking you a question, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you like to get things or do you like to give things?
I love to give things, right?
Did you hear what she said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She says, what did you say it again? You like to what?
Give things.
You like to give things.
Yes.
How old are you, Kaylee Sue?
I am 16.
You're 16, okay.
Yeah.
And most 16-year-olds, they like to get things.
Yeah.
Right? And most of us like to get things. But Kaylee Sue, you said you like to give.
Yes.
Why is that?
Do you know?
You answer it.
Well, that's your question. Why do you like to give so much, Kaylee?
Because I like to give hugs to people.
Yeah. That's one of the most precious things you do is give hugs. I know that.
Yes.
When you give hugs, what does that mean to you, Kaylee?
Makes you feel good inside.
Yeah,
right?
Makes you feel really good inside.
You're sharing your love, Kaylee Sue, with others.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yes.
Share God's love.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's right. All right, so I'm going to have you come up next week, and I'm going to ask you a couple more questions, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for, let's have a hand for Kaylee, right? Thank you. Thank you, Kaylee. Now you can go back and be with Miss Deb, I believe. And now, there you have it. Okay, out of the mouth of a child, right? And so here's the question. You know, as I thought about Thanksgiving, and you know what message pastors hate to preach more than anything else? Silence. It's about giving. I hate to preach about giving. You know why? Because to most people, when you start talking about giving, you start stepping on toes. It becomes a very personal thing. And many times, people get all offended about giving. Well, that's what those Christians are all about. All they want is your money, right? Have you heard that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so I thought, wow, you know, what am I going to say about giving? And as I thought about, is it better to give than to receive? Or is it? How would you answer that question?
Well, I love to receive God's graces more than I like giving. I'd rather receive God's graces because they sustain me.
Boy, Caesar, you're stealing my thunder. It's time for you to leave now. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah, you know, many times when we think about giving, it becomes kind of offensive to us because it requires something of us that we treasure, right? That we're really all about. And I don't know about you, but when we raise our children and the children that are being raised right now and going to colleges and universities and so forth, what do they all talk about? Get an education so that what?
Make money.
Yeah, you can make money.
Most you can make.
You know, most you can make, yeah. And it's all about money, 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 right? And let me see here. Let me ask this. Is there really a dichotomy between giving and receiving? You know what a dichotomy is?
It's separation.
Yeah, yeah. A separation, a contrast, being apart. How would you answer that question? Is there really a dichotomy between giving and receiving? What do you think?
I believe so.
Okay, surely so. Receiving. They're one and the same, as Shirley so aptly explained to us, right? And Acts 20:35 says this. The Apostle Paul, quoting Jesus, says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And I'm going to let you in on this. You may or may not know this, but there's nowhere in the Gospels where Jesus is quoted as saying this. Okay? And the reason I mention that is because I want you to know what you believe and, you know, give a reason for why you believe what you believe. Because somebody could say to you, well, did Jesus really say that? It's nowhere in the Gospels that Jesus said this. So how in the world did Paul say that Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive? Well, Paul was privy to the eyewitnesses of Jesus. And no doubt what had happened was that was passed on from the disciples to Paul. And Paul is saying that Jesus did say this. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, if that's true, surely, why would Jesus say it's more blessed to give than to receive?
Oh, he was always giving. Jesus was always giving. It wasn't about him.
Caesar, I'm gonna boot you, you know? He's stealing more of my thunder here, okay. Were you with me when I prepared this message?
No.
I don't know. No, okay.
I just read a lot.
You just read a lot, okay. Well, I want you to think about this. In order to give, one must be willing to receive. Receiving is necessary and important. Ultimately, the better you receive, the better giver you will become. Shirley, what do you think about that?
I think it's absolutely true.
Okay.
50 times more back.
Yeah.
That's correct.
You can't outdo God.
What's that, Kathy? Go ahead. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, when I was a young man, most of you know that I'm not a young man anymore. When I was a young man and I entered into the ministry, it was really, really, really hard for me to receive. Very, very hard for me to receive. And then I realized that going into the ministry, if I was going to eat, I had to receive. So I had to learn that. But that was very, very difficult. And I'm going to suggest that for many of us, it's hard to receive, isn't it? It's hard to receive. When somebody gives you something, right? What do we hear a lot of times when somebody gives you something? What do you hear? Or what might you say? Yeah, you shouldn't have done that. Yeah, yeah. No, that's okay. No, you keep it. You know, you sure? You really sure? Right? Those are some things that we hear. Now, why do we do that? We talked in Sunday school about how we learn things, and I said we learn things by asking questions, so that's why I'm asking a lot of questions. See? Why do we do that? What causes us to do that? Silence. Julie, go ahead.
Because we don't have all the answers on our own.
Okay. Shirley? Yeah.
I can't describe it.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't. No, please don't give me anything. I want to keep this.
Well, then if you're obligated, then you should give something back. Right? You should be obligated.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, Caesar again. I was just going to say, you know, many times when somebody gives us something, we feel obligated. It makes us uncomfortable. Why are they doing this? You know, or I feel obligated, now I've got to somehow give back to you because you gave me something, right? And there's this whole internal struggle that goes on within us. And I'm going to suggest that when somebody gives you something, right, as Kaylee Sue told us, she loves to give, see? What would it be like if Kaylee Sue came up to you, as she does to probably everybody here at one time or another, as she comes up to you and gives you a hug, and you said, no, that's okay. That's okay. Think about that. What would that do to Kaylee Sue? Huh? Jan, yes. She would feel rejected. See? That's how important it is to receive. Now, why am I talking about receiving when I'm talking about giving? Because they're synonymous in a very real sense. See? The more we receive, the more we're going to want to give. Because giving, when we receive, I don't know about you, but when Kaylee... Did you see her come up to choir here, and she stopped just before she went in, and she said to me, "How are you, Pastor Al?" Yeah. Well, what would it be like, right? We would be rejecting her, right? And she said, "I give because it feels good." She would rather give than to receive because it feels good. See? And I would suggest, right, that that's why Jesus says it's better to give than to receive. Now, This verse is so familiar to all of us.
Let's quote it together.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, what word stands out there? That's kind of a no-brainer because I have it in parentheses there, or quotes. Gave, see? And God so loved the world that he gave. Now think about if you didn't receive the Lord Jesus Christ, God's greatest gift. And Christmas is coming. We always talk about gifts and what what the greatest gift is. But think about that. Okay? God gave, and we, in order for us to receive, we have to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into our life. Now, if we said, no, God, you know, that's okay. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Okay? Where would we be? See? And because he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Whoever believes, whoever receives, whoever takes the Lord Jesus Christ into their life should not perish.
This thing, God knew when he sent his Son, he gave his Son, all that he would have to face, all the rejection of his word throughout the ages.
Mm-hmm.
But he had hope and faith in us, and he still sent his Son. That's something to think about.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So here's the question. Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ into your life? You're not a Christian because you go to Franklin Hill Presbyterian Church. That's not what makes you a Christian. You understand that? Many of you have been coming for decades, or some of you have, right? Does coming here make you a Christian? No. What makes you a Christian is when there's a time and a place when you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life and you pray the sinner's prayer. There's nothing in me that I deserve. I deserve hell, and I want Jesus Christ to come into my life and to take my sin upon himself. And I would challenge you to think about that. Do you remember the time? Do you remember the place? The prayer that you prayed to ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your life. And if you can't remember that, then, you know, maybe it's time for you to pray that prayer. Because receiving the Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest gift that we could ever receive. And so, if we have received the Lord Jesus Christ, and your answer to that is yes, then you will be a generous giver. Now, I know some of you are generous givers. So why am I giving this message? Number one, because God's word, from cover to cover, is God's word. And even though it's uncomfortable for me as a preacher to talk about giving, it's biblical. It's from God. And it's the very essence of who God is by giving to us. Right? And I know that someone yesterday who I will not name, but there was a need from someone who attends this church, and I think there was a conversation about, do we take up a collection to help this person out? And someone stepped forward and said, I'm going to write a check. And they wrote a check for the entire amount. God bless you. That's what we're about here, right? And giving is a part of what it means to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Apostle Paul says this. The point is this. Here it is. You ready? Whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. How many believe that? Yeah. Yeah. And so that leads us to the message next week. Because I'm going to have a message next week on why do we give? What's the motivation for why we give? And why am I talking about this at Franklin Hill? Because we all need to be reminded of how important it is for us to receive, but also how important it is for us to give. And as a small congregation, you know, it takes a lot to keep this church up and running, right? Is that why you give? Right? Well, I'm getting into next week's message, so, right? So I want us so here's the challenge. To be thinking about receiving and what you have received by asking the Lord Jesus Christ to give. Is he your life? Is he your everything? You know, when push comes to shove, you know, when, again, I was a young man, it was all about, you know, buying a house and white picket fence out front and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. Yeah, living the American dream or living the dream, whatever that might be, right? And now that I'm not so young, now I'm thinking about, you know what? And been through divorce, you know, I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy. But having gone through that, you know, it's just stuff. It's just stuff. It is. It's just stuff. Right? It's just stuff. Caesar's a wannabe preacher. That's what that is. So. Okay.
I like to speak the word and the truth. You know, people need to hear the truth.
That's why we're here, right?
Amen.
And so, just think about that for a minute. And the more stuff you got, right? The more stuff. Yeah. How many of you have storage buildings? Yeah. Come on, be honest, right? And if Bill were here, you know, I would say, Bill, how many storage, how many does he have? Carolyn lost track. I'm picking on Bill, but, you know, I've got as many as he does probably, you know, with all the tractors and equipment and so forth. But, you know, we just acquire more and more and more and more. And then we buy buildings to put the more and more stuff into the buildings, right? And it's never really... What are we doing? What are we doing? Hold on. What are we doing? Right? Are we storing up stuff? For what? For what? Right? And that's why Jesus says it's more blessed to give than to receive. Right? So I want you to be thinking about that and thinking about next week's message. And We're a little sparse this morning, and I really hesitated doing this, Carolyn. You notice I got my pastor's corner in there early this time. Okay, thank you. She always has to remind me, but I was on it this time, and I was thinking about, you know, do I really put what I'm going to be speaking on in the month of November? Because if everybody sees that it's on giving, well, then maybe I don't want to be there, you know. And but you're here. God bless you. And when you really think about what it means to give, it's one of the most blessed things that we can do. Because when push comes to shove, it's all just stuff. And what's eternal is really what it's all about. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
We have to let go. We have too many attachments. We're attached to so many things. The only one we should be attached to is Jesus himself.
Okay.
There's the divine attachment.
I got to close. Will you all be right. Quiet for a minute? Okay, here we go. All right, let's bow our heads and just think about the challenge that God's word gives us and how blessed we really are. Father, I thank you for the fact that we are able to think about giving. We are able to process what giving's all about. But it's also about receiving, and receiving the greatest gift that you've given us in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, encourage us with not only giving, but receiving. Because when we receive, it is so blessed to give. And the more we receive, the more we give. And Lord, so we give our lives to you right now. We give all that you have given to us to you. And ask that you would just receive just a portion. Because you have so richly blessed us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.